Speaking of a complicated situation, the CEO of the Melbourne Cricket Club, Stuart Fox, has had that in 2020, and it continues. We thought we were probably through the last-minute planning, but there could be some more to come. He joins us on the line on this Thursday morning. Stuart, good morning and welcome to RSN.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're well. How are you? Has there been any adjustments or contingency plans that continue to be put in place now that we were probably a million to one to have two tests a couple of months ago, but now there's just a slight chance that that might actually be the case?
Yeah, there is a slight chance, but, you know, I said yesterday I'd hate to see the test leave South Australia. It's such an iconic test, and, you know, we've lived through the loss of the AFL Grand Final this year, and it was extremely unpleasant, so I do wish Adelaide all the best, and I hope it goes ahead over there, but look, if it needed to be rescheduled into Victoria, we could host it and we'd be ready.
So, Foxy, as we sit here and we're on a string of donuts and touch wood, it continues. In, what is it, 5 weeks, if it's the Boxing Day is the first test, how many could we get into the fans?
For me to answer, because I won't determine it ultimately. We won't determine it. It'll be the government, the DHHS, who'll determine that. But at the moment, we've been given a guide of 25,000 each day into the test. I think that may change a little bit. I don't think it'll change drastically, but look, I'd expect anywhere between 25 and 35,000 each day. So, look, it's a good start. We'd love a full house. It's certainly going to be very, very different, but I'm just thrilled. We haven't had anything really significant with crowds since that Women's T20 World Cup event on March the 8th. So it's been 10 months.
Foxy, you haven't even had a trial the new lights out yet either, have you? You haven't even...
No, there's been no things we haven't done. We've got beautiful new lights. We've got a brand new Australian sports museum that was the $17 million refresh that opened and then closed the next week. You wouldn't believe the G and the state of it. We actually had to basically put it in hibernation, and she's a pretty dusty and dirty place at the moment, but we've started the clean and getting it ready. So, yeah, it's a huge task, but we're just wrapped that we're starting to think about a return.
Are there any concerns from Matty Page as a curator that he wouldn't have had any cricket on the G? I mean, obviously, it's out of his control, but he's a very, very good curator, and he's had a couple of years to sink his teeth into the MCG now. But I could imagine he'd be a little bit nervous just having, no one getting on the MCG and testing out his pitches this year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a concern for me because I like to give them every opportunity to trial the pitches. But we had a test event the other day, and we were meant to have Cricket Victoria was supporting us with players and 2-day game, and we had the pitch actually ready to go, and the game got cancelled the night before, and that was really ultimately a result of the situation in South Australia. So I think it demonstrates how vulnerable we still are, you know, day by day. But yes, I think you're right. Ideally, we'd love to have a game, and we're still working on that. But ultimately, it may not happen. But Matt's in a good spot. He produced a really good pitch last year that got a really good rating. And he knows his trade. So I would have thought he's year three in, and he's starting to deeply understand our pitches compared to where he was.
Foxy, be a lot of MCC members listening. How are you going to work with them? I think I heard something about they can't go every day, maybe one day or 2 days. What's your theory if you get the 25?
We've put a communication out to members, but it is likely to change. What we've done is work with Cricket Australia pretty closely to make sure it's a fair allocation of tickets. So, you know, look, the members reserve at the moment, if it was 25,000 tickets day one, we'd end up with 5,700 tickets, so that we'd have to ballot them. So you'd ballot each day, but if tickets do increase, that may change. So I'll hold the procedures for today, but it's going to be challenging to get a ticket, and I would have thought Victorians are going to be chomping at the bit to get back and enjoy the summer and cricket. So high demand, there'll be a lot of phone calls, there'll be a lot of requests, but I think we'll come up with a system where we just want to try and obviously service the public, corporates and our members as fairly as we can.
Foxy, you're right. There'll be a lot of people waiting and chanting at the bit to get
out
here,
there. Wouldn't there?
Is there anything out of the box that we can expect walking in through the gates at the MCG COVID protocols, or is it just in line with whatever else is out there in the hospitality arena and all other businesses?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there will be some differences that we'll see. And we are the first major event coming back with, you know, significant crowds. So it's a bit of a challenge for us because it's going to be new. But just the ticketing is probably the fundamental difference. You know, we will require everyone to social distance and, you know, people can still sit in groups and families, but we're going to rely on a lot of common sense. And that's why we did the trial event the other day, just to see how 300 people would behave when they were given a ticket, but not an actual seat. They were given a bay and a row, and we just wanted to see how they behaved. It worked really well, and it's worked well throughout Australia. But look, just small things. I think cricket's ideal for a return because, as you all know, it's such a casual, you know, it goes all day. People are social, so they don't. It's not like AFL where the siren goes and you bolt to the toilets and go and grab your pie. It's just much more casual across a long period of time. So I think common sense will prevail, and I think we'll have a very good test.
There's only one guarantee: when you go and get a pie at the cricket, there's a wicket and you miss it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the only thing that happens. Stuart, we can't wait. I, for one, cannot wait to be back at the MCG watching some Test cricket in this summer. All the best with the planning, and you never know, we might even get two opportunities to return to the spiritual home of cricket. So all the best over the next couple of weeks, and good luck for the summer and then into 2021 as well.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Stuart Fox there, CEO of the Melbourne Cricket Club. Join